We're not even sure we'd take our own advice, but here it is anyway. Free therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Hi there, Sharon.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. So you sent us a Facebook message. Thank you for allowing us to call you about it. Walk us through some of the details that you were describing.
Okay. I know you're going to think I'm crazy, but here it is. This is an issue with my husband, and honestly, I need some help with it.
Okay.
Before my husband and I got together, he was engaged to another woman.
Oh, okay.
And which is totally fine, but the weird thing is that she actually passed away weeks, like just a few weeks before their wedding.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And so we've been together for a while, but recently his past fiance's mother has contacted my husband and is saying that she's real upset because her daughter is showing up in her dreams all the time.
Okay, and so your husband's former fiance's mom contacted him because his former fiance is showing up in her dreams.
Yes.
Okay, all right, I'm just following you.
Okay.
All right.
So she told him that she thinks that the spirit of her daughter is tormented and is unable to, you know, air quotes here, pass over because she has unfinished business, meaning the unfinished business of the wedding. Because, like, they were pretty much ready to go. Like, they had everything planned, everything was ready to go, and then she passed.
So okay.
She says because she never followed through with the wedding, she can't move on from this world.
Wow.
Okay, well, this is heavy.
So what is she wanting from your husband?
Yeah, so here's what's totally creepy and super weird to me. She has asked my husband to take part in this, like, spiritual wedding ceremony so that her daughter can find peace and move on to the next life.
Oh.
Now, yeah.
So what did he say?
Well, he told her, he said no in the nicest possible way that you say no to something like that.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But she has continued to call and bother him and plead with him to go through with this. And he's hit a point now, he's so irritated and just wants her to leave him alone that he thinks he should just do it and because it will bring this older woman, some peace. It will bring her peace. And, like, you know, he knows her, but he just wants the situation over.
Yeah, no, I can appreciate that. So where are you in all this?
So my thing is, it's weird. I cannot understand her grief. You know, I know it's got to be really challenging, but I also don't believe in this kind of thing, like a ghost wedding. And I think it is also really disrespectful for my husband to marry, you know, another woman, even if it's just like a ghost thing. Like, that's a special ceremony and occasion for us.
Wow.
And so we've been fighting over this, and it is insane. I know, I feel crazy. He feels crazy. I'm just trying to figure out if I'm just being mean and stubborn or is this really, like, twisted and, like, inappropriate.
Like,
well, yeah,
I don't know.
Wow, I don't even, this is, like, so out of my realm of experience and or understanding, like, I don't even know what to tell you.
Kelly, you are...
I am ordained.
Ordained.
I can
have
make this
ever,
happen if you need to.
Have you ever performed a ceremony
I can
on
say no,
a
I have
ghost
not.
And...
I have not.
Okay.
I would be open
you
to
would.
That if it would help your situation. I don't know. Because, again, there's legality issues if the ghost can't respond and say I do.
I
mean, what do you
do
with that? Do you have, like, a little medium that speaks on behalf of the ghost? I don't, the logistics are confusing.
Yeah, and that's creepy too, because, like, if the medium is speaking to my husband, so then are they married? I'm not with it at all.
All right. Well, Sharon, hang on. We're already getting a ton of text messages on maybe how you can proceed with this.
So insane.
But yeah, thank you for letting us, like, be a part of this, and maybe we can help you out.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. I hope somebody's got some answers.
Text messages, 502-571-9970. Hell no. Hashtag creepy. Hashtag crazy. Mother-in-law wants him. Where's the Long Island medium?
There's a lot. I feel like. Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
Yeah.
Another text message. Where would they go on their honeymoon? Haunted Mansion in Disney World?
Haunted.
I don't know. If you want to comment, you can at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571.
That's awful.
9970.